All right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue, dear listeners. We have our three contestants, and make dua for the people of Cape Town, as we were talking earlier, that you know, the fires are spreading out in the Southern Cape and have resulted out in evacuations, road closures, and quite a bit of homes being gutted as well. And dear listeners, approximately 5 o'clock, you know, we spoke to somebody out there. You know, there is a massive storm taking place out there. It's causing widespread damage in and around Cape Town area. And make dua for the people out there, inshallah. We believe approximately 8 people have lost their lives. And in one town called Rienendal, 3 family members died in a fire there. So regarding this, we find that, you know, the malls have been evacuated, and hundreds of homes have been flooded out in the Western Cape. Yes, the Cape storm hit the mother city very, very hard. All right, it's time for the quiz, dear listeners, and with me in the studios is my good old friend. Today is a Mufti. We'd like to welcome him, Maulana Mufti Sahib Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When you say that good old friend, old, then makes me sound very old and make you sound young. So please refrain from using such terms.
Oh, okay. I will refrain from using such terms, my brother. Okay. Point taken. Jazakumullah wa safe, sir. I humbly apologize, okay, my brother. I was actually traveling, Hafizab. I was coming from the Nigel area this afternoon, late afternoon, also rushing for, you know, for iftar and maghrib. Overtaking and, you know, hitting some red robots as well. I was listening to you, Mufti Saab, Maulana Swaib Saab. Sorry, you were explaining the masalas today, the masala today. Can we explain the masala you mentioned today very quickly, my brother? I want to learn. The slogan, the theme for this quiz is, we are all learning. So very quickly, inshallah, what masala did we discuss today? Very quickly, my brother.
See, the masala that was discussed was regarding making sajda tilawat when you are reciting the Quran, but by a person mentioning masala a day doesn't make him a mufti.
Oh, okay. But no, you are the mufti, my brother. I will not forget 2017, the day my friend Maulana Suhaib Lasania becomes a mufti, and I'd like to see his Lal Kitab also. Jim, let's welcome our first contestant on the line, Brother Muhammad. Muhammad, my brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're not asking me, how am I, Muhammad?
How are you?
JazakAllah for asking. And alhamdulillah, and how are you?
Alhamdulillah, no complaints.
MashaAllah, how's Ramadan going so far? How's the fasting? How's the Taraweeh, my brother? I hope you went for Taraweeh namaz, keeping rozas. Tell us more.
Alhamdulillah, so far so good. It's going well. Going
so,
quite sticky also.
Going quite sticky?
Quickly, Jay.
Oh, quickly. I thought you said sticky. Alright, quickly, MashaAllah. JazakAllah. Allah make it easy for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us as well. Okay, my brother?
Ameen.
Alright. You calling from Mayfair, Muhammad?
Jay.
MashaAllah, what is the surname?
And I will say for now.
Why not?
Just like that.
Okay, just like that. Okay, you mustn't be shy, my brother. We're just boys in the studio here. Okay, 7 questions, 60 seconds. All right, Mali Saif Saab is moderating, he's listening, but just once he's having his tea, he's going to write down the points, inshallah. And yes, here goes your quiz, my brother. Okay, here goes the quiz. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith that towards the end of times, a man will lead the people with his staff, stick. From what tribe will he be? 1. Qahtan. 2. Ghitfan. 3. Marwan.
3.
How do you spell the word exposition?
E-X-P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N.
How many khatams of the Quran Kareem would Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi make on the day of Eid? 1, half, 2, 1, 3, 2.
Number 3.
Complete the following proverb. Action speak.
Louder than words.
What is the meaning of the promised day mentioned in Surah Buruj? 1, the day of Qiyamah. 2, the day of Arafah. 3, the day of Nahar.
Number 2.
In which continent is Bosnia?
In Europe.
The plague of Amwas is amongst fitnas predicted by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many people passed away in this plague? 1, 7,000, 2, 17,000, 3, 70,000.
3.
You're the man. Who's the man? Muhammad, who's the man?
You are.
Say, you're the man, my brother. MashaAllah, you got. Let me count. All right, Hafiz Saab, JazakAllah, he's completed. You can stop that gong also. Let's go through the answers here, Mali Saib Saab. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right?
The highest so far.
Highest so far in the course. We never have anybody getting 5 questions right.
For the year 2017.
For the year 2017. You're the man, mashallah. We are happy for you, my brother. Mashallah, mashallah. Just one question I have for you, my brother. You mentioned that Imam, how many khatams of the Quran Kareem would Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi make on the day of Eid? You answered 3. He made 2 khatams on the day of Eid. Is it true, my brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us, how do you wish to spend your Eid? How do you plan to spend your Eid? And what do you do on the day of Eid? Is it just Zulik, my brother, in eating all day?
No, I'm married, so there's no Zulik for me.
Oh, there's no Zulik for you. Then it's in-laws for you, eh?
In-laws are far away, so...
Oh, you're lucky, eh? You're very lucky. You're very lucky, my brother. Okay, mashallah. So, Muhammad, we're going to get back to you, inshallah. You've done very, very well. You're getting 5 out of 7. Excellent, my brother. First time in this 2017 Rapid Fire course, we had a contestant getting 5 right. Mashallah, my brother. Your wife will be very, very proud of you. Yeah, but whatever you can do, they're never happy, they're never proud of you, eh? Like my ustad used to say, you know what, they only praise you on 2 occasions. You know, before you get married and after you die. Yeah, what you going to do, my brother? We have to just live. Jazakallah, Muhammad. Okay, my brother, I'm just joking. Tell the wife not to hit you, okay? We're just joking. Law and lightheartedness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
You're going to make listeners get hiding from their wives because you are very far away from your wife currently as you are speaking, so then it's easy for them to get hiding,
Now, remember Ustad Damat Barakatum telling us this here, and subhanAllah, beautifully how he said it as well. Molly Swaib Sab, talking about husbands and wives and all of that, inshallah. I'm going to ask you a question shortly, inshallah. Okay, before that, let's go through the questions and the answers. Okay. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith that towards the end of times, a man will lead the people with his staff or stick. From what tribe will he be? 1 is Qahtan, 2 is Ghitfan, and 3 is Marwan. The correct answer is Qahtan. Molly Swaib, sorry, just to apologize, my brother, just to interrupt. We have some... turmeric noodles stuck on your beard there. Just clean it up.
Noodles.
How do you spell the word exposition? Exposition. E-X-P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N. How many khatams of the Quran Kareem would Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi make on the day of Eid? 1, 2, 1, 3, 2. The answer there is 2. Complete the following proverb. Actions speak louder than words. Molly Shaib Sab. Actions speak
louder than words.
Very, very important, G. What is the meaning of the promised day mentioned in Surah Buruj? 1. The day of Qiyamah. 2. The day of Arafah. 3. The day of Nahar. The answer there, my brother, is, Molly Swaib?
Qiyamah.
Sorry?
I think Qiyamah.
Qiyamah, mashallah. The day of Qiyamah. In which continent is Bosnia? Which continent is Bosnia? He said Europe, mashallah, Europe is a correct answer. 7th question was, the plague of Amwas is amongst the fitnas predicted by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many people passed away in this plague, Mali Swaib? 1, it's 7,000, 2, 17,000, or 3, 70,000. The correct answer is 70,000. Muhammad from Mayfair, mashallah, he got 5 out of 7. Now I'm sure he can give us his surname. Well done, Muhammad. We're going to get back to you shortly. Mali Swaib Sahab, you may continue. Contestant number 2, Anonymous G.
You can welcome the contestant. Man.
Okay, my brother. Sister, brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. Okay,
man. Mashallah. How's the family? How's everything going outside?
Allah shukr. Alhamdulillah. All are well. And yourself, man?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, my brother? Going on, Jazakallah for asking. Where are you calling from, my friend?
Lanesia, Mulana.
Oh, you're calling from Lanesia?
Chi.
All right, okay, mashallah. Well, he's saying Sam's going to answer the questions, okay?
He's going to answer or ask?
He's going to ask you the questions. And if he's abrupt with you, just tell me, my brother, I'll just smack him across the table here.
Inshallah.
Okay, you've got 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer, Mali Swaib Sahab. You can pose the questions. Go ahead, my brother.
He sounds very confident.
Very, very confident, G.
Let's see if he can beat
Muhammad, what is the surname? It's Muhammad, eh?
Anonymous.
Anonymous, brother. What is the surname, brother? Leave your name, tell us your surname.
Anonymous.
Anonymous also, anonymous. Okay. All right. Mali Swaib Sahab, go ahead, my brother.
G, Anonymous, brother, let's continue. Are you ready?
G.
Question number 1, is the Gharqad the only, number 1, tree, mountain or town that will conceal the Yahud from the Muslims when a battle will take place between them before Qiyamah?
Four.
Tree, mountain or town?
1, 2 or 3?
3.
How do you spell the word trigonometry?
T-R-O-G-O-M-A-T-R-Y.
How much of his wealth did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh give to the doorkeeper of the Kaaba to allow him to enter the Kaaba? Number 1, 20%, number 2, 25%, or number 3, 50%?
3.
Complete the following proverb. Fortune knocks
at your door once.
Does the word Shaheed in Surah Buruj refers to number one, the present day, number two, the day which present itself, or number three, the day when people are presented?
Number two.
In which continent is Georgia?
United States.
Before Qiyamah, there will be so much of wealth that a man will be angry even if he is given number one, 100 dinars, number two, 100 dirhams, or number three, 1,000 dirhams.
Three.
How many has got right, Malik Sahib, Sam?
According to my calculation, Maulana Kara, he's got three correct.
Sorry, can you just make up your mind kindly?
I made it up. It's three.
It's three, mashallah, my brother. Three you got right, okay? Okay. Just one question, my brother. You spelled trigonometry. Just go over it again. The slogan of this course is we all learning, okay, my brother?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you spell trigonometry? What is the meaning of trigonometry? And what is the relationship with trigonometry and the Greek terminology?
Trigonometry, T-R-I-G-O-M-O-T-R-Y.
M-E-T-R-Y.
M-E-T-R-Y.
The way you said it was a bit upside down. Yes. But anyway, the meaning is there. But what is the relationship of trigonometry with the Greek terminology?
I think Melanus is more learned in that... for the answer,
Melanus. Melanus can shed some light.
We're learning, Melanus.
All right, inshallah, we'll explain tonight, 10 o'clock.
Quarter
to 10. Jazakallah, my brother, you take care. Nice talking to you, inshallah. Call us back again, okay?
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. Request for du'as, my brother.
You too, Mulana.
Inshallah. Jazakallah so much, my brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Allah keep you happy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, mashallah, good brother. Mali Saib Saab, he got three right. Three right, not four, eh?
No, three.
Okay, all right, three right. Okay. Contestant number four. What is contestant? Where's our contestant four calling
not
from?
Not four, number three. But before you go to number three, the listeners will really appreciate if you can go through the answers, Malana Kar.
Oh, sorry. Sorry for that. You ask the questions, you can give the answers, Mali Saib Saab. Jazakumullah.
Okay, can I have the paper? Jazakumullah. Is the Gurkha the only, number one, tree, mountain, or number three, town that will conceal the Yahud from the Muslims when a battle will take place between them before Qiyamah? So the answer we were looking for was number one, tree. The Gurkha is the only tree that will conceal the Yahud from the Muslims when a battle will take place between them before Qiyamah. Then the spelling of the word trigonometry, I think the brother spelled it correctly. Then moving on to question number three, how much of wealth did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi give to the doorkeeper of the Kaaba to allow him to enter the Kaaba? Subhanallah, he gave 50% of his wealth, Malana Karam.
Oh, subhanallah.
Just to enter the Kaaba, would you do that? Complete the following proverb: fortune knocks once at every man's door. Next question, question five, that the word Shahid in Surah Buruj refers to the present day, the day which present itself, or number three, the day when people are presented. And the answer we were looking for was number two, the day which presents itself. Then in which continent is Georgia? The brother says United States. Is United States a continent, Mulana Kara? The answer we were looking for is Asia. And the last one, before Qiyamah, there will be so much of wealth that a man will be angry even if he is given 100 dinars. Then to it shall be angry. So that was the correct answer we were looking for, 100 dinars.
Alright, Jazakumullah. Talking about trigonometry, dear listeners, Mali Saib Saab, you know, that branch of maths, it's a typical branch, you know, really you see stars in daylight. Anyway, our third contestant on the line, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hello. Anybody home? Good jani. Good evening. Hello, line number three, anybody there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Anonymous caller. Alright, we don't have...
I think it's brother Ziad from Polokwane. Ziad? Polokwane, Ziad? Okay.
Alright, because somebody sent me a question a few minutes ago when he saved up regarding that if you won a competition, if you won 1,000 rands, are you allowed to participate again? So we told G
if they won in this month of Ramadan, then obviously not.
They cannot participate, G.
And then also, as we mentioned, all the rules are available on our website. And then if you won any major prizes since inception, I think last 8-9 years, major prize regarded as Umrah trip, Hajj trip, or 50,000 in cash, or when we gave away a car, when we gave away a cow, when we gave away sheep, these are regarded as major prizes. If you won major prizes, or if you won any amount this Ramadan, then you cannot participate again, Mulana Khan.
All right, JazakAllah for the clarification. So the SMS came in a few minutes ago, possibly from Brother Ziyad, and I told him, no, my brother, once you've won 1,000 rands, you cannot participate again. What do you think, you, Father Christmas? Gee. 22 minutes past 6 o'clock, dear listeners. I think we have time for one more contestant. You can call us quickly, inshallah, Brother Ziyad, if you have won already last week. Apologies, my brother, you cannot call in. If you haven't won, yes, we're going to talk to you, inshallah, Lazeez, shortly. Don't go away. Stay tuned, Radio Islam International. All right, we welcome you once again. We continue, inshallah. We have our contestant back on the line. It's not Brother Ziyad, it's not Brother Munir. Munir Malik Saib Saab was the winner of last week's competition, and he won 1,000 rands. So, yes,
wants to win again.
Munir cannot participate. But today we have another caller from Polokwane, and that is Brother Ziyad. Ziyad from Polokwane. Brother Ziyad, we welcome you, my friend. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, mashaAllah. First time you're calling in for the course on Radio Islam, Ziyad?
No, not the first time, but I didn't mean.
Oh, you called in before?
Gee, but I never win.
Well, but you never win. Yeah, you're just like me, man. My entire life, I only won one bar and chocolate. You know, way back in Zeres, when I was 7 years of age, I haven't won anything after that. Yeah. One lousy bar and chocolate. Gee. But we keep on trying, my brother. We keep on trying.
Yeah, we just
hit one big one, then we retire.
Gee.
Okay. I'm not talking about lotteries, my brother. Astaghfirullah. Okay. Are you ready, my friend, from Polokwane?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready. MashaAllah. Yes. You're over 16 years of age, eh? You sure? All right. Here goes your question. Questions, we're going to ask you 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer, okay? All right, my brother, here it goes. Who is Jahja? 1, a non-Arab. 2, a Yemeni Arab. 3, a Yehudi Arab.
Number 2.
How do you spell the word maestro?
M-E-S-T-R-O.
How many times in his lifetime did Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali make Hajj? 1, 55, 2, 35, or 3, 25?
Number 1.
Complete the proverb, great minds.
Pass.
Is the day which presents itself, 1, the day of Jumu'ah, 2, the day of Eid, or 3, the day of Arafah?
Can you repeat the question?
Is the day which presents itself, 1, the day of Jumu'ah, 2, the day of Eid, or 3, the day of Arafah?
Number 3.
In which continent is Honduras? Honduras.
Europe.
The plague of Amwas is amongst the fitnas predicted by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amwas is a town in 1, Egypt, 2, Sham, 3, Yemen.
Yemen. 3.
All right, Mali Saib Sahib, would you like to tell my brother how many questions you got right here? Just the word maestro, my brother, we asked you. You spelled the word Nestle. G. No, we're talking about maestro. M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Okay, my friend. And also the first question, my friend, we asked you, what is Jahja? Maybe you misunderstood. You thought we asking you, who is Cha-Cha? not Cha-Cha, we asked you, what is Jahja? Wali Saif Sahib, can you kindly go through the questions and the answers and the points to the brother?
Gee, Brother Ziyad got just 1 point, just 1 correct. So unfortunately, he does not qualify. So Brother Ziyad, nice try, but inshallah next time you can always try again.
Brother Ziyad, JazakAllah for participating, okay my brother?
Okay.
Keep on trying, my brother. Today you are lucky, you can keep on trying, inshallah. And one day when you do win something, please do give us a call, okay?
Gee.
And when I do win something, I will get to, I'll call you as well.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah, my brother. Make dua fast in the month of Ramadan. And you take care, okay?
Okay, Marana.
I mean, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gee. What is Saif Sahib? Let's go through the questions and the answers. Who is Jahja? 1.
Maybe in Arabic there's no letter cha. So maybe in Arabic cha-cha is pronounced as
cha-cha. Cha-cha. Okay, we're not talking about cha-cha. We have one cha-cha at the bottom of Radio Islam International. We all call him cha-cha. MashaAllah, good man. Cha-cha is a good man. Who is Jahja, Mali Shaib? Some be talking about Jahja. One, a non-Arab. Two, a Yemeni Arab. Three, a Yahudi Arab. The answer there is one, a non-Arab. How many times in his life did Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, make Hajj? The correct answer is 55 times. SubhanAllah, imagine 55 times Mali Shaib.
SubhanAllah.
Complete the following proverb. Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. Is the day which presents itself, one, the day of Jumu'ah, two, the day of Eid, or three, the day of Arafah? The answer there is the day of Jumu'ah. Which continent is Honduras? Hafiz Ismail, can you maybe tell us, my brother? In which continent is Honduras? In Mauritania? No, North America. Honduras is North America. Question number 7, the plague of Amwas is amongst fitnas predicted by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amwas is a town in where? 1. Egypt. 2. Sham. 3. Yemen. The correct answer there, Mufti Swaib, is 2. Sham. The answer there is Sham. Alright, dear listeners, Jazakallah, well done to all of our contestants. We have 3 male contestants today, mashallah, Brother Muhammad from Mayfair, anonymous brother from Lanesha, and we had Brother Ziyad from Palakwani, and congratulations to the first contestant, Brother Muhammad from Mayfair. Yes, Mali Shaib Sab, he hit a tatama chance, he got it right, 5 out of 7, he's the winner for today. Mashallah, Muhammad, 1,000 rands coming up your way. Jazakumullah.
Jim, he is on the line, Molana, would you like to...
Muhammad, are you there?
Jim, yeah.
Hey, mashallah, mashallah, nice talking to you, my brother. You won 1,000 rands. How do you feel?
I feel good, alhamdulillah.
Just good, that's all. Tell us, how's the family feeling there? Are they excited? Is your wife excited?
Of course she's excited, you know, she's getting a cloak for Eid or so.
She?
Of course she's excited, because she's getting a cloak for Eid.
She's getting a cloak for Eid, yeah. That money is just gone, my brother. All your hard work. You worked so hard for this course, you know, you answered so nicely. And just like the money saves, that poor guy's 1,000 rands just goes in one cloak. I pity you, my brother. Don't worry. Make sabr, my brother. Make sabr.
You can increase that amount on Saturday, Mulana Kara.
Yeah, Saturday, maybe what you can do, my brother, is if you come to the finals, if you win them, then if you come to the finals on the night before Eid, and if you strike it lucky, then when you save some, you're going to get quite a bit of 25,000 rands. Then you can buy the whole cloak shop out.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother. Muhammad, Jazakallah, all the best. Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge. Make dua for us in the month of Ramadan.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah. And over to you, my brother.